This is Shortcut Marketing Tips with Scott Bywater, giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast.
It's Scott Bywater here, and I'd like to talk about email newsletters. Now, email newsletters is something I'm quite passionate about because I send out a lot of emails on an annual basis. I would probably send out close to 45,000 emails a week. So I've got an email list for around about 7,500 that I'm sending to about 6 days a week. So that would equate to around about just over 2 million emails a year. So I've sent out a lot of emails over the years, and the reason I really love email newsletters is because I think it's one of the best ways to generate revenue, but also to build trust and add value to your subscribers. Now, currently, to give you a little bit of a background as to what this has helped me do, because this has been one of my major marketing techniques over the years. For every subscriber on my on my newsletter list, I'm probably making $2 a month in subscription income. So, just purely from sending those emails out, building relationships with people, and so on. So if you look at that, and you can put put a number of people, like even if you can just put 1,000 people on your email list and communicate with them on a regular basis, well, that's $2,000 a month you can add to your bottom line if you've got the right the key is obviously having the right follow-up techniques and that sort of thing, and we're going to be discussing some of that today. Now, in terms of the first question is, well, what do you do when you're sending an email newsletter out? And my thinking is, send them weekly. I would tend to send them weekly at a minimum. So a lot of people say, oh, that's too much. I don't want to bug my list, that sort of thing. I think you'll find absolutely no problem with weekly. I send emails daily, and I find I get very, very few complaints from people, when I send them out daily. So I'm sure you can send them weekly. And what I think is a good mix, and this is quite a conservative mix, is send your emails out daily, send your emails out weekly, and send your physical newsletter out monthly. So you're getting the best of both worlds there. So my experience is that most people worry about bugging their customers too much. Like, some people are like, oh, I only want to contact my customer every 2 months or every 3 months. People want to hear from you, and if you're not front and center in their mind, they will forget about you. And just think back to anyone you've done business with in the past, or you've been in touch with, who hasn't kept in touch with you, and you probably can't even remember their name. Like, I've got a plumber right now I can think of. Yeah, he did some work for us a couple of years ago. If I needed more plumbing work done, I would probably give him a call. He did a good job. But I can't, for the life of me, remember, who he is. So now the key to email, and remember, with email as well, people can always unsubscribe. They can just click on a link and get out. They can also, ask to be removed from your mailing list. So that's easy for people to do. Now, the key, you probably say, well, how do you get away with? How do you actually, email your subscribers on a daily basis? And really, the key is to focus on one thing. And that's help, not hype. So if all I was doing every single day was sending a sales pitch out to everyone and just sell and adding no value, well, very quickly people would unsubscribe and people would stop reading my emails. So but if you focus on helping and getting inside your customer's head and finding out, well, what do they want to know about? You know, what do they want to learn about? Then you can do, you know, a much more powerful, powerful email campaign.
Giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast. Check out ShortcutMarketingTips.com.